Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and, of course, business. And, you know, I love to talk about business because that's how we get our freedom in our life. With that, I do want to share our phone number, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. If you like what you hear, please let us know so we know that we're doing a great job. And again, if you're driving your car, that's great. But make sure that if you are interested in learning more about one of our guests or my show, or you want to be a guest here, all you have to do is go on social or go on to my KimPaganoShow.com and find us there. Also, download our podcast, and that is on every platform, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. So with that, I always start all of our shows with something uplifting, and today's is happiness is not a destination, but a way of life, and choose joy every step of the way. You know, it's interesting. I get up very, very early in the morning, and there's days that you don't sleep really good, but I choose how I want to spend my day. And there's been days that you get a little hijacked. Maybe, you know, things happen during the day, but it's about really restarting your mind and managing your mind. And so I hope that this show today and all of my shows help you manage your mind. With that, I am really excited. We've got a great show for you today. My first guest is Mark Schechter. Mark is the co-founder and CEO of Think8 Global, an international business design. His newest book and number one, I'm so excited, congratulations also on that, is 8 Steps to Ignite Your Creative Genius in Business, Career, and Life. And I love that he included all that because the way we run our life is usually the way we run our business. And as a business coach, I've been learning that. I would get all ready to talk to somebody and they would have a day. Life happens, right? But it's how we walk through it. And so his expertise is formulating highly creative solutions and building inspiring corporate narratives for broad ranges. I mean, he's had startup companies from Fortune 500. And not only that, he's got a background as acclaimed Hollywood producer. He's a writer and a composer for film, television, and new media, and have worked with stars like Jim Carrey, Steve Martin, Elton John, how cool is that, Ray Charles, and so many more. I'm so excited to bring him on, and let's welcome Mark. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. I love your opening about happiness as a state of mind. How true that is.
Absolutely. Isn't it? Yeah, because look at, life happens, right? But it's like you can manage your mind. And I'm sure as, you know, successful as you are, that's what it's all about.
Well, it is. And, you know, the idea of creativity in the book Think 8, 8 Steps and so on, as you mentioned, it really was born out of a passion to create. As a kid, I loved creating, and I was able, very fortunate, to turn that faculty into a living. And I learned from that, and working with stars and people, less stars, I mean, just, you know, high school productions up to, you know, major projects, that the core of living, if you could create the days, the moments, the relationships, isn't that the gift? I mean, talk about a faculty. People say, I'd like to really learn how to code and program. But it's interesting that the top surveyed item of leaders today and CEOs is the ability to create, to think out of the box, even more than knowing the technology. So
I love
that. I dedicated my life to it. I thought that's fascinating. Just if you think about it, we create every day, don't we? We create our leisure, we create our relationships, we create raising children and create opportunities. And so what is this thing? So I got really fascinated with the idea of creativity, and through the research and the work, you know, eventually wrote the book.
And I know you call, I'm like looking at your book right now, The Magic Ingredient. Like, are we going to get right to the good stuff right away? What is the magic ingredient?
Well, the magic ingredient, and you know, it's sort of interesting that the book really, the response to the book was wonderful. I've been doing this for years, and then people said, where's the book? Where's the book? You know, so you put it down. And what was startling to people is that they didn't believe so often that they have this innate creativity that they've never exercised. Or somebody said when they were young, you know, you don't have it, you'll never make it, you know, you need a creative idea, give it to somebody who's the creative type of individual. And yet people have this innate ability to create. And my whole focus of the book and my work, my life's work, I suppose, is to provide a tool that enables somebody to tap in and unlock that inherent ability. As it says in the beginning of the book, you don't have to be a born genius to think like one, mm-hmm. and you don't. So the magic ingredient is it's there. You watch it in children. Where does it go? And so I got fascinated with what happens. I've had people in my, you know, not only in the consulting side, but even in the courses that we deliver and stuff internationally, people who played a piano and were told by some teacher, you just don't have it, kid. And they stopped playing for 25
years. I love
years.
That, Mark. Yeah. You know what's interesting? I was literally just having this conversation with my husband, and I was saying, we went to a comedy night last night, and there was a bunch of different comedies. And then, you know, I was like, some people, it's their gift. It's their passion. They just, it's like they talk and it just comes out. And then there's people that are trying to be. What's your thought on that?
Well, it's interesting. And I've dealt with and written for a lot of comedians, Marty Short and all these different people. And I thought, it's a great question. I studied it when I was working with these very talented people. I said, well, what is it about them? What I realized at the end was that they're, I know those sound odd to say, but it's true. They figured out their purpose and who they were at heart. In other words,
you just gave me chills.
Rather
yeah.
than, it's coming from a real place. I'll give you an example. It's crazy, but Steve Martin. If you do know any of his background, he studied philosophy. It's quite funny. And he concluded in one of his, I don't know if it was a thesis or graduating something, and he realized, you'll love this, that he realized after all of his study of Nietzsche and Kierkegaard and everybody, he went, you know, life is meaningless. I mean, there's a conclusion, right, as a student. So
correct.
How does that affect his humor? So he goes out, and if you recall at this beginning days, he wouldn't have a punchline to his jokes. And people would be waiting for the funny, and they would wait, and they would wait, and they would wait, and they would just start laughing out of need for relief. So there was a nothingness about it. Seinfeld's a good right. example as well. So these people think about it, but what are they thinking about? What do I want to bring? What is it that I feel inherently I can offer? And when they're true to that, that magically starts to inspire their creative juices and so on and so forth. So it's that ability, I guess people don't realize that A, it's innate, and B, you can actually develop it. You can learn how to unlock it. And that really is the emphasis of the book, but in my life and work, always I'm amazed how brilliant people are, how magical.
I just don't know
how to unlock it. You know?
Wow. Mark, you know what? It's interesting. So a little bit about me, I was a hair therapist forever. I mean, we're talking like, you know, I started really, really young. And so
wow.
I was always making people look good and feel good. And at the same time, I was listening to their stories. And then now here I am, radio host, and I love stories. And now I help them do better. Because it is, it's that what we tell ourselves, correct? And finding that, like you said, that purpose, that inside of who you are and what makes you unique, correct?
Absolutely. The books, what are the chapters? It's called Think Eight because there's eight steps in the process. And by the way, it came about just by kind of reductive thinking where my agent, William Morris, when I came to him and I said, you know, I was pretty hot already writing. And I said, so Elliot, tell me, what should I do? And how should I, you know, move forward in my writing career? And he said, very simple, Mark. He said, just write me a hit. And I looked at him and I went, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But what he said is, that's on you, man. That's your job. And I thought about it. And so I studied hits. I studied movies, theater, you know, music and so on. And I distilled 8 points that seemed common to successes. And this became the Thinkate, thinking differently, 8 points. And these 8 then not only moved from helping writers and artists and people like that do better and achieve what they had hoped to achieve because they could think differently about their work, and it moved into business. And so to your question, the very first step of that 8-step program is purpose.
And I purpose love it.
Is not just, oh, I'm passionate about chocolate. No, no. Is your purpose to make chocolate? Or is it, you know, what is it that moves you, that motivates you? And here's the fascinating breakthrough thing in my research. When you hit it, the lights turn on. You actually start thinking differently about the problem. It's like when you're dealing in a group with writer's block, classic, right? And you step back and go, why are we doing this? Rather than the hit show or a special on NBC, what are we trying to do? And when you hit that thing and the group is sitting there, suddenly all the ideas come forth because it's channeled thinking. And it sort of exploded the whole work that I did and kind of built my career thereafter because I realized, man, if you start with what's true for you, that's the ticket in. Now there's steps to follow, but boy, it magically lights things up and suddenly you're thinking thoughts you hadn't thought before because it isn't about just what you know, it's about what you feel and what you have conviction for. And the ideas, your background just comes alive.
Yeah, Mark, I think you nailed it. I'm telling you, because you know what's interesting is when you have a purpose, I mean, you're right. It's like now you have a direction. Now, what's your message? Is that next? I don't even know. But
exactly. Yeah. It's like precisely, you know, they say as a writer, and it's a code almost. They go, write what you know. And I've changed that paradigm in the works that I've done, certainly in the arts part, and it applies to business. Write what you believe. Write what you feel strong about. Write what is meaningful to you. And they're going, well, how does that apply to fiction? Oh, everything. I write fiction script, drama scripts, movies. I've done it all. And I can't, and it's funny now because you can make up things, but if you don't really feel any connection to it, there's no message in it. There's no core,
heart.
Meaningful core.
Yeah, there's no heart to it. Yeah, I
no
love
heart.
It.
No heart. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and each person comes from a different journey in their life. And so it brings a different message, correct?
It does. And I think, and I, from listening to you and understanding, you know, your somewhat your journey as well, I think we're both very committed. And I say this sincerely. I watch wonderful people in college growing up who had a dream, who wanted to go on a journey that they felt was important, and they were blocked somehow. And it used to bother me. First in the arts, when I saw these songwriters that I thought were brilliant, but they never made it. Playwrights, that their stuff just kept on fringe and they never kind of got to Broadway. And it's not that that was wrong, but they had ambition. They had a dream. And I thought, what do I do about that? Because how did I get here? And they didn't have that opportunity. And that's where that became very kind of my core. My purpose is, and my wife, Nancy Trice-Botkin, who she and I created the Thinkate business, and she's also an Emmy-winning writer, producer, and director. And all.
Oh, wonderful.
We said our purpose is to enable those who enable others. How do we help someone help someone else? So not only are they empowered, but they're then able to bring that knowledge and that ability to others. And I thought, boy, that's a win-win kind of thing. And
I love
that motivates us in the work.
Yeah, Mark, so let me ask you, how did you make it to where you are? So many people have the idea, they feel the purpose, they have the message, but in the very beginning of our conversation, you said it's not all, you know, computer and all that stuff, you know, the knowledge of all that. What is it that makes somebody?
Well, I'll the simplest answer, but it's also, I think, the truest answer. It's a very fair question to ask. aside from, you know, you get breaks, but breaks are created. You know, I do believe
Correct.
That's something. I think when I really understood what I'm about, I know it sounds a bit metaphysical here, but I'm quite sincere about it. I was in law school. I was going to be a lawyer. I followed that path, you know, with one growing up and one's going to have a career and so on and so forth. Writing was just fun. But when I realized what I was about, and through everybody has their own process, they can meditate, they can study, they can travel. I did a lot of travel. I realized that what I was meant to do was to educate, to help, to teach. I could use the arts as a way to do this. Now, making that choice of leaving law or medicine or those things and taking a leap when you're starting at $100 a week, you've got to believe in yourself because, and I've had beautiful people tell me, you know, I just couldn't follow through. And then to my thought, I said, did you really want it? Was it really important to you? Did you feel you needed to do it? Like I had this meeting, it's in the book with Leonard Cohen, a very brilliant, as you know, poet, songwriter. And he was looking to do his very first TV show ever. And he wanted to find the best writer who understood his music and TV and everything. And he invited me to lunch to interview me. And I got the gig and it was an incredible experience. It won every award in the world. And I said to him, Leonard, I got to ask you, like, you started as a poet. Now, how could you make a choice of a poet? I mean, what kind of living is that? Where was the choice? And he looked at me in the eye and he said, I had no choice. Meaning,
wow.
I had to do it. It was
right.
What I was called to do.
So it's your God's
I
work.
This. You got it.
It's your spiritual
and
work. And you know,
totally.
That is so, I so agree with you. And I'll tell you why. Being a hair therapist, okay, for all my years, that was my gift. I can't even tell you. I was just saying, I just did one of my clients, seriously, I think I've done her for 40 years, and she moved away and came back and said, this is the best haircut. Can I get in with you again? Well, let me just tell you, that just is like a gift that rolls off my hands. But if I ever thought about doing radio, I wish I would have, because this would have been my second gift. And how do people have so many gifts? I'm still so blessed, you know?
But they do, but they never trusted themselves. I know it sounds like a very simplified statement, but we deal with people literally all over the world. We're so honored to be able to have that opportunity. We meet them, we help them, we work with them. And the common denominator that shows up, and those that, quote, make it or follow their heart and whatever, is that they recognize that there's something about them that they had to fulfill. It's very personal. It doesn't need agreement from anybody else. It takes courage, guts sometimes. And my wife and I recall absolutely when we were shifting and following our heart, we would be sitting on a couch and going, are we going to do this? Are we going to shift and move into another type of work, kind of expand our artwork and get into more of this business design firm, which we created now, and it's gone on for years very successfully. We made a choice to move from just film, television, theater, etc., into providing know-how and understanding to others. That's a leap of faith on the one hand, but we knew we had to do it. And to
I
do
love it,
it at that point in our careers took some guts because people said, how did you manage the risk? And I always smile when people ask me that and I go, risk? You mean you're talking about being alive? Like,
right.
What,
yeah,
what
I
life?
Love it. And
what
how blessed
life?
Are you to have your wife at your side, you know, a partnership. I mean, that's incredible. Let me ask you this. And for our listeners out there, and I hope that you're going to probably agree with me, this was your journey. You were getting ready for this.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful insight you just said. It's
yeah,
but you have to listen to it. You have to like.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you
so, I
want
to go on to your steps, mm-hmm. and I keep. I'm so excited to talk to you because I have so much to say. I love that.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, what are the 8 steps? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, one, and again, this is very abbreviated, and it's explained in full and how it all came about. But the first one, obviously, very, very simply stated, is finding what moves you, what's important to you, what you feel you're meant to do. Some would say a destiny, a calling. And you know it. And when you hit it, you know it. Now, do you honor it or not? That's a choice, but there it is. The second is, how is it meaningful? What is it about you? What fundamental base do you build your life on? For example, if you're going to be a doctor, you could be a surgeon, or you could be an alternative medicine. What's the difference? Some people feel I have to cut something out to heal, and the other person says, I'd rather prevent people from getting sick. So I believe that it's possible for the body to heal itself. I don't think you have to cut it up. You know, in other words, that's a meaningful conviction, a message. You see messages in brands all the time. I don't mean a branding marketing message. I mean, what's your fundamental truth? And for us, it was that people have the innate ability to be creative and create anything. So the next one was, how emotionally toned is the third point. So you got purpose and message and tone. How do you emotionally relate to others? What is it that you feel you instill in others? Are you conscious of the effect emotionally that you have? So I could be a very high-ranking CEO and want to share news and sound so solemn and serious about it that it just would collide with what I'm trying to say. So if you're conscious of how that emotionally you relate to people, I don't mean artificially, but emotionally, that's important. And the next point for character is stepping back and looking at your worldview. You've got your purpose, you have a message, you feel good about yourself, you know how you want to relate to people. It's all important. It's all a setup for character, which is, how do you feel about life, people, children, a worldview beyond just the thing that you're most focused on. What those four steps are, the first four is you. Understanding you and what you want to bring to, which is the next step, number five, the content, the thing, the gift, the sharing, the deliverable product or service.
Right.
People think to say, most people start there with companies. Oh, let's start with what we make. And I go, what? Step back. Why are you making it? Where are you going with it? Now you know what you want to make. Next step is structure. How do you want to deliver it? How do you want to get it out there? The step after that is, how do you want to brand it? How do you want to stylistically, what's the aesthetics around it? What's the artfulness in delivery? Whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or a writer, there's an artfulness to it. It's a carrier for good messaging and so on. And the last thing is impact, number eight. What, if everything worked, do you see the results of all your efforts? How big do you want to dream? How big do you want to, you know, understand the consequence of your action? As simple as it sounds, you get those, and there's ways of how to access it in yourself. But holistically, you get what we call a dynamic blueprint. The dynamic blueprint is the way forward, whether it's a personal ambition, whether it's a project, it's a campaign, it's a business, it's a shift in viewpoint of how to affect change. But it isn't just being excited about it, because I went to lots of motivational talks. And you want to see the result, and how do you plan the possibility of it happening. And so that blueprint is the possible. In fact, we talk about Think 8 as the new thing for the new possible. And how do things happen? Well, you can be excited, but can you pull it off? Well, what are the steps? So the 8th step not only brings motivation and creativity and enlightenment and everything, but it provides the way to solve it. So that's kind of a short form, very, very reduced.
Very passionate. I thank you so much for that. And you know what? I mean, it really is. And I'm looking at kind of like, this can apply for business, art. I mean, anybody, because you have to believe in yourself. And I think that's where so many people like get halfway. They got an idea, but then they can't. They just don't know how to formulate it. Is that something that you help people with?
That's exactly it. It's why don't people
follow
through. I've heard the expression a half-life. Why don't they realize magic in life? What are they really suffering from? You know, I mean, we all ask that question of ourselves, our friends. And
right.
Friends. And I said, well, what can I do about it? You know, I've come to a point where I can go, I'm grateful beyond grateful that I had certain gifts, but I also worked hard. It wasn't just no work. It was work, meaning
right.
I was dedicated, as you know, correct?
Yeah.
But I love the journey. And I said, well, what can I do constructively? Can I help people on finance? Okay. Can I do this? What was my ability? What was my calling? And I thought, if people could up their creative capacity, that should handle everything, I believe. And that's where I come into organizations. And right at the beginning of the book, it says, And I discovered it's sort of an obvious statement, but boy, is it true. It says that the primary barrier to success in any area is a shortage or lack of creative solutions to solve the problem.
Wow.
Baseline. If you're not thinking it outright and you can't change anything, you said right at the beginning, state of mind.
It is.
It's thinking.
Yeah. Manage
thinking
your mind.
It.
And do you think it's got to be leadership? Leadership has everything to do with this, because if you can't lead yourself, how can you lead others?
Precisely. And directing, being the captain of your ship, I suppose, or of your life.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I think what you do every day, Kim, you know, you're sitting there and you, even the way you set up your program and wanting to bring people opportunity to examine, to give tips to life and living. And it's a beautiful thing. And everybody should embrace that. So you and I, we're in the same business, in effect. We just do it in our different ways. We call it a business, but we don't even think of it as a business.
No, my husband says,
beyond
don't
a business.
You want to stop?
It's
my husband says all the time, he's semi-retired, and he's like, don't you want to just stop and smell the roses? And I'm like, I am. I love what I do, you know? And
I know.
I don't feel like I'm working. I feel like I'm just sharing people's amazingness and helping them, you know, give them a platform. And I'm learning at the same time.
Always. But I find with that amazingness and passion and excitement, they need form. They need structure. And I all the time they're going, well, I know what I want to do. And I go, great, what is it? Oh, amazing, amazing. How do I do it?
Yeah.
So sometimes they hit the first step. And then they go, but I don't know how to execute it. So there's two problems. One, first figure out who you are, what you want to do. Whether you're a company or an individual or an artist or whatever. Part two is, what do I do about it? How do I execute? So the ThinkGate system is kind of an all-in-one. It turned out that way because you start with passion, and then as I developed and I kind of found these 8 points, and I went, wow, not only did they get somebody interested and they turn on the lights and open up the channels of creativity, but they provide a solution. Now you have to execute it, of course. But there it is. And somebody went and asked me, I said, I come into companies and I go, what's your definition of strategy? And they go, well, it's, you know, a nice thing, a presentation with nice bows on it, and it's easy to read. And I go, really, that's your definition? They go, well, what's yours? And I go, an idea you know will work.
There you go. I love
and
it.
They look at me,
Mark,
and they go,
this has been a pleasure, and I definitely want to have you back because there's so many more things. I feel so passionate about the same thing you're passionate about, really helping people get to their next. And so what I would love to do is, first of all, how do my listeners get your book and find out more about you?
Well, that's very generous. And yeah, they could look under an Amazon. It's ThinkGate, as it sounds, with the number 8, ThinkGate, and 8 steps and whatever. They're more delighted. I think, and I appreciate the mention of it and so on. It's there to help. You're trying to help. How do we help? You know, it's not corny. It's real deal. I mean, you and I and people like us are out there every day trying to make that difference, genuinely. And
I love it.
And I applaud you for your efforts. And thank you for the opportunity to share it. I've enjoyed this tremendously. I love the questions you ask.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Please share our show, download our podcast, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you, Kim, so much. Most appreciated.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking about benefiting Project Understanding. And they've got an annual fall golf classic coming up. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue.
The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If you missed any part of our show, please download our podcast. And that is on all the platforms where you find podcasts. And it is The Kim Pagano Show. My next guest, oh my gosh, good friend. She's actually been a co-host with me. And she does an amazing job. We're talking about Project Understanding and Dan Fueling. Dan, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. I love coming on your show again. It brings back a lot of great memories.
Doesn't it? We had so much fun.
We giggled a lot.
I know. But you know what? I know that this is really your passion of helping people. When I think of you, I always think of like the angel, you know, leaving little drops of what your love at every corner where you see people that really need our help, right? And there's so many nowadays. So.
You know, and it could be any one of us could need a help. And a lot of people don't even know. Could be your neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, and really, you really educated me on this probably more than anybody else, because especially after the pandemic, there's people like overnight your world could change. And that's when you hear their stories and see what's going on in the world. I mean, our population has really shifted. And so I love what you do. Project Understanding. Tell us a little bit what that is, how my listeners can help you. And of course, September 25th, you've got the fourth already.
I know.
Classic. Kudos to you guys.
When you talk about the shift that we've had within the community here, Project Understanding serves Ventura County. And 5 years ago, we were serving about 300 max people in our pantry. Currently, today, we serve a little over 4,000 people coming through our pantry a month. I said 259, 300 a month. So now we're serving a little 4,000 people a month through our pantry. We're open 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and it's anybody that's hungry. It's the people that, can I pay for my car to get fixed, or do I feed my family? We'll be that bridge.
Yeah.
We also have our tutoring sites all over the county to help children get a little push on their education. We find that less people will become homeless or in need of assistance if they have an education. And then we also have homeless prevention.
Okay.
That's where we're going to help people. Again, another situation is, do I pay my electricity or do I pay my rent? What do I do? We're going to be that kind of bridge. It's going to help you keep you in your home. It costs the tax dollars a lot less money to keep people in their home than it does to get them off the street.
Yeah.
And our golf tournament.
Talk to us about that. How fun. I love stuff like this because people can go and do what they love, and there's a lot of great golfers out there, and yet at the same time, that money goes towards a great cause.
Right. 100% of the money goes towards Project Understanding, and we like to have it at a private course. We work closely with Santa Clara Club, so they work very well with us, and we have it at a private course.
Sattaquay is so pretty, too.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
I love to experience that.
You know, any day of the week, someone can go to a public course and golf for $59, $69. But not every day can people go to a private course and golf.
Right.
And that's what we like to do. We like to make it, an experience. We have a $1 million hole-in-one. The fire department will be down there dropping balls. He'll be able to win a ball drop.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh.
And they all the way up, and then they drop all the balls. It's so fun.
I love that.
We have a couple cars.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And we provide, Chick-fil-A is providing breakfast for everyone. And Ventura Sandwich Company is supplying lunch. We have crumble cookies out there. 805 Beer is supplying the beer for the golfers. Coca-Cola is supplying the Coke and the water. So all of that is included in the golf fee.
Wow. Kudos to all those people that see the worth and sponsor this. It takes a village. And that's why I wanted to be a part of it, because you do such a good job, you and Brandy, and of course your team. You can't be without your team, right?
Because we're nothing without them.
Yeah. I mean, how, just the people that you serve, and how long have you been around? Let's tell everybody that.
Well, Project Understanding has been around since July 27th, 1977. We started in a garage at that time making sack lunches to hand out to people that were hungry. And we've grown and grown and grown, and we have grown so much since Brandy has become the executive director. She's just, it's been amazing. And it's hard not to be in a whirlwind every day with the work that she's done.
Wow. Good job. Good job. So how do my listeners find out more? How do they get their ticket? And how do they even, I don't know if you even need, you know, sponsors, more sponsors. How do people become a part of this?
Well, we can always use more sponsors. I mean, you can even have a tee box signed for $375 where your name is seen by over 100 of golfers, as well as the vendors that will be out there. There's a lot of different sponsorships. You can go on www.projectunderstanding.org or golfclassic.com. You can also call me at 805-794-1874. We have a lot of opportunities, a lot of opportunities.
I love it. I love it. Well, so again, this is in September 25th. This will be in my newsletter. I do want to remind everyone, if you're not getting my newsletter, we had a little glitch, so make sure that that is going out to you. It comes every Friday. And if you haven't got it, definitely call in or text me right now, your name and your email, and we'll get it out to you because all of these great guests and events are in there. So, Jan, always a pleasure talking with you. And
thank you, Kim.
Reach out to me because I want to be a part of all the great things that you're doing.
I appreciate that, Kim. Thank you so much for always being there.
You got it. All right. Take care. And I know this will be a huge success.
Thank you so much.
All right. You got it. All right. Well, for our listeners that are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, one, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I have another amazing guest. And of course, I'm so excited to hear and learn more about her. It's Joyce Schaefers, first of all. She is a life skills coach. I actually haven't heard that, a life skills coach. I love that. 22 years a philosopher at heart, Joyce has spent her entire adult life fascinated with the inner workings of the human psyche. In her quiet moments, her thoughts inevitably landed on ideas about spirituality, her emotional makeup, and the negative patterns Joyce continues to find herself in. And so I love when somebody else is going through something, and so they, kind of like my first guest, they try to figure out how they can help other people. And satisfying her insatiable appetite to answer the question, why am I still stuck here, was the driver behind everything that she's learned. Let's welcome Joyce.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad we got this all together.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, tell us a little bit. Did I kind of get it right on life skills? Does that mean you really help individuals and couples find the skills to be successful in a relationship with themselves or a relationship with others?
Well, life skills coach is actually a term, like I took my training about 27 years ago, and these days you hear a lot about life coaches. And life coaches are really great at helping people kind of overcome barriers to achieving their goals and that sort of thing. But actually, as a life skills coach, I was actually trained to work in the prison setting to help people actually work through some really negative and traumatic emotional experiences. So I totally get that, you know, not familiar with that term life skills coach, because it was actually
Program. I actually love it because you hear life coach, life, you know what I mean? But life skills, because you do need skills to be able to work through situations.
Yeah, and I think the biggest part of my training was focused on really two parts. It's on really becoming emotionally aware and knowing how to navigate emotions, as well as effective communication. So it's really right. fundamental type work, right? And so how, you know, of course, but I graduated many years ago, and so how my career has evolved over time is using the fundamentals in my training, but really gearing it toward couples and how unresolved emotional trauma pain from the past is the real root issue that undermines communication. So all of that training I took many years ago, I actually directed it toward understanding why communication breaks down. And most of my couples are really quite surprised to learn that these things that have happened to us many, many years are actually the root that's undermining their ability to connect with each other and communicate effectively. So I'm very much a root-oriented person. Like I, if there's a problem, I always my mind just wants to understand at the root, like what's causing it. But also because I'm a solution-oriented person, I needed to understand, okay, so what is the emotional trauma and how exactly is it impacting and undermining our lives and our relationships? But awareness is never enough, right? It's one thing to understand that, okay, yeah, my childhood trauma has caused these problems today, but what I found what we needed was solutions. So now that we know that, how do we actually navigate this unresolved emotional trauma? How do we apply emotional solutions to those emotional problems? And then, develop strategies to help couples heal trauma as well as communicate effectively when both people are triggered, which really is what is the biggest factor that undermines communication. I always say one person, life will send us people designed specifically to trauma or trigger or activate our trauma. But unfortunately, most people don't know how to navigate that, right? So the triggered mind says, this person is causing me pain. So eventually I get to the point where I want to, remove that person from my life. My approach is quite different. It's about saying, okay, I see that this person is triggering all of this emotional pain from the past. But I want to go inside. I want to explore what's going on inside of me, learn how to navigate that emotional trauma that's been triggered, learn to reset emotionally, and then have a conversation. So without doing inner work. Really,
you're like a gardener in life.
yeah, exactly.
Like you dig up all those weeds, right? And then, make them kind of uncover them and then take all the yucky out and replant them so they can grow, right? I mean, picturing the whole time. Wow.
Well, I always do compare it to gardening. And if you just snip a weed off at the top, it's always going to keep growing back, right? You got to get to
the root. I love that, Joyce. That was literally what was going through my mind the whole time you were talking. And wow, you are such a great, you explained it perfect. You're absolutely right. So let me ask you, why do most relationships really fail? Is it past stuff? I mean, there's relationships you don't say you're going to marry somebody if you really didn't love them from the beginning, right? So it's something mm-hmm. that happened after that. Is there trauma in relationships?
Yeah, well, what happens in the beginning, of course, there's this attraction and all the love. And then what happens shortly after that is we start triggering the crap out of each other, right? So
right.
What I find is each person's trauma and triggers are perfectly matched for the other. So we'll attract someone who is going to trigger our trauma. And it's really important to understand how the triggered mind responds to that. The triggered mind says, the threat is out there, okay? The problem is out there. This person, through what they're saying and doing, is hurting me. And so we're led to believe through this triggered mind in our response, is the problem's out there, so the solution's out there. And I only agree to that to a point, right? Because certainly I'm always saying, let's move away from hurtful, harmful behaviors to healthy, helpful behaviors. So if someone's a bad listener, obviously, you know, ideally you want to work on that. But what I'm talking about here is that these behaviors will trigger or activate my trauma. And so then it becomes my job to deal with that on the emotional level. But unfortunately, what happens is the triggered mind convinces us the problem's out there, so the solution's out there. And I will focus on them stopping what they're doing so I can feel better. So really what we're doing, it's kind of like using mud to wash your hair, not very effective. We're looking for an emotional solution in a physical form. So this person needs to behave better so I can feel better emotionally. That solution was actually never designed to solve a problem like that. So we need to, you know, dig deep and use emotional strategies to actually heal or resolve that emotional trigger rather than this physical person through their behavior, because it's never going to work, right? It's like the hamster on the hamster wheel, driving and never finding, because that physical solution is never going to heal or deal with an emotional problem. And so we have to unplug from that idea that says the solution is out there, because it never is. It will never be out there. And so that's a hard one for us to wrap our brain around because of the intensity of the trigger and how the triggered mind really does undermine our ability to work through that effectively. Does that make sense, Tim?
Oh, it makes so much sense. So what are the two main qualities needed to make a great relationship? Because that, I mean, if you go out and you kind of, like, you know, we reflect the people that we need in our life, correct, is what I'm thinking I'm hearing from you. And sometimes if we're not, how can I say, if we're not in a good place, that's why people, if they're like going through a divorce and they meet somebody, that's not a good time to start trying to meet somebody, because you're not the person that you're supposed to be at that time, correct?
Yeah, and you know, the benefit of, you know, getting on in years, if you will, being a little bit older, is that I really feel like I've whittled that criteria down to two main points. Okay, it's not as complicated as we think. So the first thing that I think, the first quality that both people need to have is commitment. You know, if someone has flipped that done switch, one or both people have flipped that done switch, there's no way we're going to fix a relationship problem, right? Because someone in their mind, they're done. They've moved on. And so, the first quality is commitment. You're still committed to each other and committed to the relationship. That's number one. The second quality is the ability to look in the mirror and say, you know what, maybe there's some broken bits within inside of me that are causing problems in the relationship. Because what happens when the triggers start getting activated, we get into the blame game. We say, you're the problem and you need to change. And so then, of course, it's like an attack-defend dynamic. And so that's never going to work, right? We have to kind of stop and say, wait a minute, what are the things in me that I'm doing that are causing problems in the relationship? So if you can imagine, if both people go into a problem, instead of taking the other person's inventory, instead of saying, okay, well, you need to do this, this, and this, imagine if both people go into those problems and say, okay, you know what, this is what I'm doing to cause problems, and I'm sorry, and I'm going to work on that. It's a totally different dynamic, right?
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, Joyce, I love talking to you. We barely got into it, and we're at the end of my show, so I have to have you back. How do our listeners find you?
Yeah, so I'm not great on social media, unfortunately.
That's okay.
My website, so joyce-schafers.com, that's usually the best way to reach me. My email address is there. My phone number is there. But also, you know,
and I'm going to be sharing you in my newsletter too, and on my podcast. So you will definitely get shared. So I love it. I want to have you back. I love the way you think. And I think this is so simple that it could help so many people.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show, and I hope that you enjoyed, my listeners. If you want to hear any more about them, one, download our podcast, The Kim Pagano Show, and call or text me right now for get on our newsletter. Of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Do more than is required. What the distance between someone who achieves their goal consistently and those who spend their lives and careers merely following that extra mile is what really takes you to the next step. With that, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.